Sokala Duma Radio.
A very successful football career, followed by a promising coaching career, a six-time PSL League winner, a CAF Champions League finalist, a former PSL Player of the Season, retired a few months ago from playing football, but quickly took up the coaching post at Chipa United's MDC team. His name is Dane Clate, and in today's big interview, we chat to the man they used to call Umatatazela. Dane Clate, welcome and thank you for joining us on SL Radio.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to all your listeners, man.
From receiving instructions from the touchline to now being one giving out those instructions from the touchline, how has the experience been so far, coach?
Yeah, it's two completely different worlds. At the one stage, you go to training, you know, and work on yourself. And now you go to training and you have to work for all the others and try and help improve them. So completely different environment, but what I'm looking forward to. And I think all the knowledge that I've gained, it's for me to impart that knowledge now and obviously help the other players, seeing that I've been there and I've done everything. You know, it's just to impart all of that experiences over to the up-and-comings.
You know, there were a few interesting subs that you made in that game against Stellenbosch. Surely now you understand and see why Coach Ruud Krol, Coach Gavin Hunt, or even Coach Clinton Larson had to substitute you in some of the games during your playing days, eh?
Yeah, you know, it's all about decisions, you know, at the spur of the moment. When you read the game, you try and think and you try and set up your bench accordingly, you know, but according to how the game goes, that's obviously how it happens. So obviously, I know it used to be difficult for coaches to make decisions, especially on who to leave out and who to start and things like that. So I guess it's my turn to make those type of hard decisions.
Yeah. And not a very good start to your MDC season, but a performance to be proud of from your boys. How have they been responding to your methods and coaching?
Yeah, I think first of all, it's a brand new team. A lot of players, the first time they flew on a plane, the first time they stayed at the hotel. So obviously, for some, it's a very, very new experience. And, you know, the worst possible start was us to concede a penalty. Stellenbosch used their home ground advantage to their advantage, I would say. All in all, second half, we came out and we did well. I think they started getting cramps on the soggy pitch. And, you know, all in all, I think I was proud of the boys. I think they did well. We looked fitter than them. We looked stronger than them.
Yeah.
Disappointed about the result, but not disappointed with the performance second half. You know, just at first, two goals in the first half that we conceded, obviously, was, I would say it's two soft goals we conceded. One, the keeper, the keeper slipped, obviously. If he didn't slip there, I think he would have picked up the ball easily.
Yeah.
But then I think Ronaldo Marman coming in and scoring that goal and the shot he took afterwards. And in second half, a few goal mouth scrambles where we could have gotten the equalizer, especially towards the end there. You know, so I think definitely, you know, for the first time these boys are playing together in such a structured way, and maybe not the required result, but definitely proud of the performance and something we can build on. Lots of positive take away from it.
Yeah, a lot of positive. I watched that game. A lot of positive. This Chipa team, it looks promising. But you know, Dane, I want to come now out to you. Not many people expected you to retire, let alone becoming a coach. But with your proven and successful record, it wasn't a shock to some of us. How did it all happen?
Coach Larson giving me a call and asking me if I'd be interested, obviously, to take the Dusky team and help him assist to be part of his technical team with the first team. You know, so that, I think that made the decision a bit easier. You know, sometimes the passion and desire goes a little bit for playing. And I think I've achieved everything that there is to achieve, you know, so I thought it was just time for me maybe to help others. You know, I think it's one thing, obviously, to still be involved in football. Not many players get the opportunity the day they retire, and there's something waiting for them on the side, you know, like a coaching job. So I think it was a opportunity I couldn't say no to. So that's where it came about, you know, just about the coach saying to me, well, I'd be interested in obviously taking the Dusky team. He's obviously seen the qualities that I have in terms of last season, even sitting on the bench and giving him information the way I saw things. So he thought I would add value in that regard to the club.
Has it always been your dream to be a coach?
I think no. If you asked me two years ago, I would have said no. I said I wouldn't want to stress like Kevin Hunt or like Spitzer Mosimane after games, you know, when I look at them, you know, I wouldn't want to be a coach. But I think we all have our journey set out for us. So I think, yeah, this is probably my journey and my passion and growing to it, and obviously going for the coaching badges in the off-season in Northern Ireland also played a huge part in that. You know, when I went there and I was comfortable with the assessments and the way I learned and how a coach must behave, especially from after playing and rubbing shoulders with ex-professional players that played at the highest level also, you know, made it a bit easier. And of course, when you look at Benny McCarthy and you see how much he's achieved over the past 2-3 years at Cape Town City, obviously, you know, it's inspiring, and it makes one also want to go that route.
Speaking about the coaching badges, have you been doing it secretly, just like you announced your retirement unexpected?
Yeah, with the Irish FA, I think obviously there's a lot of tasks and stuff that I need to do. I did the B license. Obviously, I'm still busy with that assignments that I have and assessments that I need to submit over the next year. And then obviously the part one of the A license as well. So I've got about 55 hours of training sessions to work on and submit, and obviously 2 11v11 sessions and 2 9v9 assessments that I have to record of me coaching certain aspects of the game. They will send me on what I need to work on, the different phases and things I need to work on that before I submit it. And obviously from there on in, once I've submitted every single thing that I need to submit, I have to go back next year and complete the A license. But everything is on an online platform at the moment that I need to submit. So I mean, fitness test, you know, psychology exercises for coach, you know, tactics, 9v9 training sessions, you know, training plans, different types of formations you need to upload there. So it's a lot of work, you know, a lot of work, but a lot of exciting work at the same time. It makes you learn as much as you can over a short period of time.
And surely you're enjoying all of that, because just like you're saying, it's a lot of work, but when I'm listening to you, it sounds interesting, especially from someone who's played football for over a decade, decade and a half, if I can say, 17 years, if I'm not mistaken. You've won it all, but this can't be that difficult for you.
Yeah, definitely. And the reason why I went to the Irish FA is because UEFA have generated a way of fast-tracking people that has played at the highest level. So obviously with me having international caps and playing in the PSL for so long, you know, you skip all the basic coaching things that you've learned over the years, like the small-sided games and how to set up coach under 10s and things like that, you know. So I think you skip all that part and you go straight to the practical part of working with professional footballers or under 18 level, you know. So you jump all the beginner things just to UEFA incorporating all that into one thing and fast-tracking you. You know, your normal coach would go C1, B1, B2 over 3 years, you know, where with us it was, you've played at the highest level, you're Luis Garcia, you're Gabriel at Bangalore, we've played at the highest level, so it all came together and you squeeze everything into 1 week just because you have a better understanding of the game and you've played the game. So, I mean, I could set up a session of small-sided games easily, you know, whereas your normal person that hasn't played the game, hasn't been involved in the coaching, would obviously need to learn how to do that. So UEFA has obviously come in and obviously made it a bit simpler, I would say, for the players that have played the game. You know, I won't say simpler, it's much, much more work to do everything in one go, you know. But like we're saying, you know, it keeps us as ex-footballers interested in coaching, you know, instead of going step by step by step. And we've been there and we've done that, you know. So I think that the route that I took to UEFA is because of that, because they have generated something, fast-tracking players, which I don't think CAF has done yet.
You know, to some, seeing you retire from playing football meant that you will now be spending more time with your family at home after a long 16, 17-year-old career. But now comes yet another responsibility in coaching. Was it a difficult decision for you to make when you were offered that coaching job by Uchairman Mr. Bengis?
No, not a difficult choice. Not a difficult choice. And like you're saying, it's more time with the family. But as time goes on, it's going to be less and less time with the coaching. But that's obviously something that I know about and trying to do as much research as I can on how to obviously balance your life and spend as much time with the family as possible. You know, you don't want to let the football overcloud everything, you know, and you forget to spend time with your family and forget to be there at certain milestones of, especially with my boys, especially with their schooling career and their soccer careers as well. You still have to be part of that. So you don't want to get lost in being too occupied with the coaching. You know, you still have to balance it well enough. You know, like in the off season now, to be honest with you, I didn't watch one of the AFCON games. You know, purely because I was busy with the coaching during the day, and in the evenings, I don't want to be watching football as well. I'd rather spend time with the family at home.
Oh, man, you know, just before we had this interview, I did send some of messages to some of the people that I know who admired your work. Some of the people who I know that followed your career from your days at SuperSport to Pirates to Verts. And one of them said I should ask you this question. How do you remain so humble? What keeps you so grounded even after so much success in your career? What keeps you going, Dane?
I think it's about respecting the game more than anything. Everything I have and the name I have is because of soccer. So I don't think I'll ever take that for granted, you know. So I think people sometimes forget why they achieve so much, and with me it will never happen. I'll always know that soccer gave me everything I have, you know, and there's no other reason why I've become successful or people know me when I go to the mall or to spa. It's because of soccer, you know. And I think some of the youngsters and some of those people forget at the end of the day it's soccer that's given them everything, and that will always be the same. That will never change.
Tell me now, how was it like playing the CAF Champions League? Tell us about your moment at Pirates.
Yeah, I think it was one of the best journeys for us. Obviously, we would have loved to win it against Al Ahly in the final there, but it wasn't to be. But just the whole trip from the group stages, you know, from the from the preliminary rounds to the group stages, to the knockout stage, the semi-final, and obviously off to the final. You know, it was an experience that I probably never will forget. You know, going to Al Ghouna and beating Al Ahly 3-0 away from home in Egypt, and obviously Zamalek at home, beating Zamalek 4-1 at Orlando Stadium. So TP Mazembe there, when we were up against the referees and the decisions, you know, with Senzo Maiwa being the hero in that game as well, you know. So if you sum up that journey, you know, I think it's a journey of a lifetime. Even though we didn't win it, I think it is one of the best journeys of my football career.
Now you are at Chippa, coaching their MDC side. What are you bringing into the boys' careers?
I think a wealth of knowledge that I'm bringing in for them. You know, obviously some of them look up to me. Obviously imparting knowledge, like I said earlier, to these boys, you know, on what it takes to become a professional footballer. How you need to behave, how you need to balance your school and your football career. Because, I mean, I did it, you know. It's something, obviously, that I can say if I've walked the talk. You know, sometimes these players, these boys will look at people and say they talk too much, they haven't done it. You know, now with me, it's a different story. I've actually done it and I'm able to talk to them and share it with them. And they're not going to look at me and say, but what have you achieved? You know, what I'm actually saying is actually what I've done, you know, and that's why I became successful. So I'm hoping that will play a big part in obviously bringing success not only to myself and not only to the club, but for these boys, you know, for their futures. You know, I really look forward to some of them with great talent. And obviously hoping that we can obviously take them to the next level in their careers.
Wow, man. And one last question before I let you go. For how long should we wait to see the young Dane Clayton playing? I mean, we used to see him scoring goals at halftime and even after games at Pirates. How far is he?
No, both of them are still very far off. They're both under 10 still. The one is under 10, the one is under 8. So they're very, very far off at the moment. Just about enjoying their game for them, you know. And yeah, I would probably say another 10 years or so. You know, give them another 10 years or so and to develop properly. And then you'll probably start hearing more from them if that's their passion that they want to follow.
Wow. Clayton, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate your time. And thank you so much for speaking to us here on SL Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the interview. And as a reminder, in case you missed any of our previous episodes, log on to slradio.co.za and catch up. I am Shane Matsoyane. Goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.